Hello, and welcome to the Pest Control Marketing Podcast with your host, me, Hal Coleman, uncensored and unplugged. Pay attention, take lots of notes, because you're going to find out exactly how to get more new customers, more referrals, and grow your business.
Hal Coleman has been active in the pest control industry for over 40 years, including owning and operating his own successful pest control business for 18 years. He now devotes his time to helping other PCOs and other WCOs double, triple, and even quadruple their businesses faster than they ever imagined. Be sure to check out his website, pestcontrolmarketer.com. For more information about Hal's coaching program, you can reach him at 770-993-0004 or email him, hal@halcoleman.com. Mike Stewart is known as the Internet Audio and Video Guy. Since the birth of the Internet, Mike has been showing small business owners how to get more new customers, increase their sales, and grow their businesses online using audio and video, now with iPhones and Android phones. For more information about Mike's coaching program and his online training courses, visit MikeStewartCoaching.com or email him, Mike@InternetAudioGuide.com.
Well, hello, folks. This is Hal Coleman. I'm back with guess who? My good friend...
Oh, me.
You, Mike. Who do you think I'm talking about? Anybody else?
I didn't know. O'Neill could have been there in the room there with
Mike
you.
Stewart, Mr. Online.
How you doing, Hal?
My brother, we've been working together for almost 35 years. Can you realize that?
I know, and it just seems like it was just yesterday. But, you know, that's a testament. When you got a good friend, you have them for life, and Hal is my brother, but you know, I like what we're doing for businesses. We have a lot of fun, but we're very serious about what we share with people. And our mission and our passion is to share what works with people and make sure that they see success from it. So, I love doing this because, this is how we can help people, have better lives and better businesses in the world. So.
Well, you know, you're right, and I don't know if it's Zig Ziglar who will give him credit for it, said you can have anything you want in life if you help enough other people get what they want. And I heard that back many years ago, and it really stuck with me, and I have found that helping people is just the most exciting and rewarding thing I could possibly imagine. You know, when somebody calls me up and says, Hal, I tried that little thing you told me the other day, and I had three calls and got two customers. It was amazing. I said, and man, it just makes me want to go celebrate, you know. So that's what we do. And I'm very, 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 very fortunate to be able to do it full time. And it's the way I earn my living. And so I'm immersed in it. And I can't think of anything that would be more rewarding than helping people be successful in their businesses. Because I had a business and I was a pest control guy. And I was a one-man operator with a spray can. And I wish there had been somebody like me and somebody like you, Mike, around when I was trying to grow my business that could have taught me this stuff. But, you know, speaking of teaching stuff, you know, it doesn't seem like that long ago when I told you it'll be a cold day in hell when I get a computer. That computer stuff, that's a fad, and you're all caught up in it, and when you get through with it and get over it and get back to business, you know, but just, you know, go have fun with it. It's like disco. It's going to be here and it's going to be gone, and here I am today. I would say that roughly 98% of my business comes from the Internet. And I remember back so many years ago, just a few years ago. Now, I'm going to put you on the spot here. When you said to me, I said, what do you think about social media? You said, well, you know, you named off three or four of these big Internet marketing gurus. And you said, they think it's not worth messing with. You know, don't mess with it. So just like everything else, it evolved. And now, oh, my gosh, social media is just – mega, and I'm on social media every day with my and pest control groups and other groups and LinkedIn, Facebook, and not only just for my personal social life, but for my business. It's fun. It's informative. It's productive. If you know how to do it, and that kind of leads me where I want to go today, and I'm going to turn it over to you, Mike, for the small or any pest control business or lawn care business or heating and air, roofing, you know, home services businesses. We're all kind of the same. Tell us about the value of social media and learning it and why it's so crucial. Give us some insights here.
Well, you know, one of the things that I see that's happened over the last really 7 to 10 years, and it was probably 7 or 8 years ago, because we were really, as internet marketers, going, okay, what's going on with this social media thing? And in the beginning of the ability to share content. Now, let's talk about the real definition of social media. Media is text, photographs or images, now they call them memes, or video or audio. Those are the four types of media. And the three types of media that anyone in the world can share is their opinion in text, or posting something they've written, or a photograph they've taken, or a graphic that they've manipulated into something, or a video that they've shared. So that's media. And what the computers and the technology, and really the advent of the smartphone. And you got to remember, the smartphone is really on about 7, 8 years old. Social media exploded because of the cell phone. Not so much when we talked about it, and I remember looking at MySpace and Friendster. These were some of the pioneers of people creating media and sharing it with others and getting people to look at what they shared. You know, that's the whole premise of social media, is one, creating content, which is something you've written, some sort of still image or graphic, or a video, sharing that, and then people who are interested in what you share, sharing it with their friends. And so it gets what's called a viral effect, that if it's something that's really good, two friends share it with two friends who share it with two friends. And because of the power of computers and the systems that didn't exist 10 years ago, this piece of media can be shared socially, you know, in a matter of hours. It can get in front of millions of eyeballs. And so the advent of the social media platforms, and getting back to the definition, creating one of the three medias, And audio, you know, is in a media too. There's not every, when people think social media, they only think Twitter and Facebook. But it's really not just Twitter and Facebook. It's any technology that allows people to share content they've created. And if you had to rank them, in my opinion, of the platforms that you need to be aware of, Facebook, YouTube is a social media platform. Twitter, the younger generation is all over Instagram. LinkedIn is business social media. And those are the big ones. And then WordPress or blogs is a form of social media, because all of those platforms, you can post media, and people can interact with it, they can comment on it, and they can share it. And so you ask the question, it's like, okay, well, you know, what do I do with social media as a business owner? Well, I equate all of those entities as electronic water coolers. Back like in the office, people would gather around the water cooler and have conversations, and they would share their thoughts and opinions. And that's all social media is, all of the platforms. It's where people can share their opinions, and everybody can see it, and they can share it with their friends. So think about the conversations people had at the water cooler. You know, if I went up to the water cooler and Hal walked up to the water cooler, I wouldn't go, "Hi, Hal. This week only at Olive Garden, spaghetti 50 cents off. Buy one meal, get to one meal." You know, you'd think I was crazy at the water cooler. So the way you do business at the water cooler or in social media is like, "Hal, what's a good Italian restaurant that you like?" And he would respond, "Well, you know, I like Olive Garden, and here's the reason why." "Oh, that's nice. And hey, by the way, here's a link or a place where you can get a coupon to get 50 cents off on a plate of spaghetti." That's social media advertising. So here's what's happened with social media. Is now the world is showing up at this water cooler called Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, WordPress blogs. The list goes, you know, those are the big ones. YouTube. They're showing up, but they're showing up on their phones. And so what you have the opportunity to do is have the conversational reference to things that make you money. You can't advertise like traditional radio, television, and print advertising. You have to be the authority telling people of, "Hey, here's how you solve this problem. And oh, by the way, if you want more information, come to where I do business." And that is how you can use social media to generate an audience that goes back to your place of business, which could be your website, could be your phone number, calling your phone number, or getting involved, engaging. And so they call it engagement. It's not advertising. It's engaging with other people who love what you create so much that they share that media with their friends. Now, here's what's happened with all of those properties. YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, all of them. They have become so popular with, last count I heard, Facebook has 2 billion users. That's almost, you know, a quarter of the people on the planet are on Facebook. Well, because you've agreed to be a part of that social media platform, Facebook monitors and knows everything that you talk about, everything you're interested in, everything you do. Don't think they're not monitoring that. They are. And as a marketer, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter will say, "Would you like to run your marketing message in front of our people?" And that's the opportunities that we could go in to really in depth later on, is the fact that social media has become so popular with everyone because of the cell phone. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, all of them are the television, radio, and print of the world advertising opportunities. Those are the networks. You know, we used to advertise on radio and television because they had the audience. Well, Facebook and YouTube now has the audience. One of the statistics I heard, YouTube serves more people than 40 Super Bowls every day. More people watch YouTube than 40 Super Bowls worth of audiences every day. It's that big. YouTube is the world's largest social media television network. And Facebook is the world's largest connectivity of human beings on the planet, and an advertising bonanza when you learn how to connect with those people with the right kind of message. But it has to be a conversational message. It can't be traditional television, print, and radio advertising. It can't be image advertising. It has to be informational and conversational advertising.
So for the small pest control company, mm-hmm. Or any company, even the one man operator, the mom and pop company, or the company who's up $1, $2, $3, $4 million or $100 million, it doesn't matter really. But how does the small business person? And let's try to put some of this up for them in terms that a sixth grader could really grasp and 25 words or less, how do they use social media to get termite pest control customers?
Well, there are services and entities in, let's just deal with Facebook and YouTube, because they're going to have a website. I think the three most important elements that every business pest control owner should have is a WordPress website. You know, and I agree with that. They need a YouTube channel, and they need a Facebook business page. Okay? And with the Facebook business page, you have the opportunity to put up information that lets people know that you're the authority on solving the problems in your market. And so, therefore, you can post videos, helpful videos. In fact, one of the things we recommend, when you make a YouTube video that explains why you're the expert at killing bed bugs or whatever, you can post that video on your business page. And then when you post that video on your business page in Facebook and you build an audience that finds that content, they could very potentially share it. But more importantly, you can boost those videos and essentially run television commercials or print ads to your local customers. You can go into Facebook and reach your local audience or your worldwide audience.
That's it doesn't have to be big. It can be articles or comments or helpful tips or helpful hints.
Anything.
I mean, this applies to anything. So even if you're not doing videos, all you got to do is be on there saying things and telling people stuff and answering questions and jumping into conversations. And I mean, it's just, there's a myriad of ways. And then you're telling us that whatever it is you're doing, you can link it all together, all this other stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, the thing that you've got to do as a marketer is give a great piece of content that's media, and post it, but always close it with, if you want more information, call us here. If you want more information, check out our website at CantonTermite.com. In other words, it's amazing to me how people will give a helpful tip in social media and then they won't end it with how to get more. So if I had to give you one social media tip, always make sure that people know how to get in touch with you if they want more. Don't give a helpful tip and say thank you, goodbye, which I see a lot of people do. Yeah. Don't do the obvious. There's companies out there that they say we'll handle your social media for you, because I hear it. I don't have time. I hear it all the time. I don't have time to do, you know, I'm going to hire a social media company to handle that for me. Well, what they do is they just put up generic stuff that builds no relationships. You know, I've seen people that, you know, it's New Year. Happy New Year from all of us at Canton Termite. I don't care. I'm not going to share that with my friends. Hey, it's spring and the bugs are coming back. You know, that's generic. It needs to be you. It needs to be personalized. It needs to be content and media that sets you apart from your competition. And then we call it the Columbo Close. Oh, by the way, if you'd like more information, call me at 1-800-KILL-BUGS or whatever. And that's the media that if it comes in as a conversation with helpful content, whatever it is, whether it's a written post, a diagram or an image or a clever meme, it should always have the ability for people to find you, to get more information, and contact you, and ultimately, you never know. Hey, I've been watching what you post on your Facebook, and you look like you're the guy I can do business with. That's why I called you. That's the ultimate goal with social media. Social media, Facebook, and all these entities have the audience, and you got to get the right message in front of them with the right direct response triggers to get them to want to call you, because they perceive you as the authority from the media that you created.
If you can show a big rat in somebody's attic or a colony of bats or bed bugs all over a mattress or massive termite damage in somebody's home, that this could happen to anybody, and you show them and you give them some tips on how to avoid it, and you say, by the way, if you haven't had your home inspected for this in a while and you'd like for us to come take a look, feel free to give us a call at this number. Or if you hear something in your attic and you think it could be one of these, we'd be glad to come take a look. All you're doing is offering them your services, an inspection or information for free to help them out, but you're at the same time showing them, I think it was David Ogilvie who said, if you're selling fire extinguishers, show them a picture of a house on fire. And that's just making them aware that here's what can happen if you don't have a fire extinguisher available when a fire breaks out. Mm-hmm. So that's just simply educating them, entertaining them, making them aware of situations that they need to be aware of, and offering your services even if they have a question. So with that, Mikey, I guess we ought to wrap it up. And we're going to talk a lot more, folks, and in episodes to come about social media. We'll really, I've been listening to Mike talk about it for years, and he's taught me so much about it, and my business comes from social media, and I'm living proof, and so are all of our clients. So we want to pass on a lot more information to y'all. But right now, we got to get out of here. So, Mikey, thank you for offering your time. And I always learn when I sit here and listen. So,
well, you know, that's the thing. Social media is a very, very extensive, growing, broad topic. And we're going to need to drill down in future episodes and take each piece of it and maybe focus on it each time. And in fact, we'd like your feedback, you know, because social media is just where the world is. And if you're not where the world is, you're not going to be able to let people know you what you offer and how you solve problems. So we'll get into depth on that. Till next time.
Hey, and listen, if you're listening, do us a favor. Go to Pest Control Marketing Gold on Facebook. That's our marketing site, Pest Control Marketing Gold. Leave a comment. Tell people, wow, you should have been on the podcast. We'd appreciate that too. There again, social media. Go say some good social things about us if you can, and we appreciate it. And Mike, I'm out of here. Thank you for being with us. Thank you, folks, for listening.
Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to the Pest Control Marketing Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes and on your phones and in Stitcher on your Android. But more importantly, go to our website, pestcontrolmarketingpodcast.com. Subscribe to our email list to always be notified of new episodes. You're never going to want to miss what we've got coming up next, and you never know what we're going to be able to do to help you with your pest control marketing.